as part of the Queen's Birthday long weekend. Now, I'm not too sure if the double demerit points apply up in the sky, but we'll find out right now as the fellas continue the air safari. Captain Phil Unicum and Todd Sargent, am I right on that, Todd? Double demerits, or is that not the case up
upstairs? I'm not prepared to take the risk, Mark, quite frankly. I think I'm going to make sure we don't speed in the air this morning, Captain Phil.
That's the interesting thing, Todd. We are quite allowed to go as fast as we can. And that's what we plan to do, don't we?
We do.
We actually plan to go as fast as we can.
Because we've got a headwind, Mark. We're doing the plotting this morning. We're in Shoot Harbour. Good morning, long weekend breakies. I hope you're having the weekend off. We've pretty much had a headwind most places, haven't we?
We have. But at least we've had blue skies.
Yeah, it's been fantastic.
That's right.
Hello, Mark. We're in Shoot Harbour this morning. And if you're shivering away, what's the temperature in Newcastle, Mark, in the Hunter?
Right now, we're sitting at between 6 and 8 degrees.
Okay, that's chilly. It's been chilly in this part of the world, hasn't it, Phil?
It has indeed, yeah. Unseasonally cold.
We've had the locals shivering. We're coming in going, oh, it's a little bit chilly, but the locals up here in this part of the world, even further north, have been doing it very, very hard.
We walked down the street the other day and a bloke came along and said, aren't you people cold? Because we had shorts on and the locals all had jumpers on. There you go.
Yeah, it's amazing. Anyway, so we flew down. We've had a couple of days R&R. One of the things to think about on an air safari, it's not all flying. It is fun. Because it would be actually, as much as we love flying, it would be dull and horrible having to fly every single day.
Dull and horrible, do you think?
Well, no, that's a bit hard.
No, a little harsh.
Okay. You know what I mean. Like, you need some R&R.
We get plenty of that, don't we?
We get plenty of that. So we flew down from Townsville. That was fantastic. I flew the leg down here. Very challenging approach. It's a beautiful part of the world. I hope you've seen the video we did on the flight. I'm really sorry, too. I calculated incorrectly, and just as we're about to land, Mark, the camera cut out because I didn't have enough memory. So,
isn't that the way,
dear? Isn't it always
the
way?
What a wonderful landing it was, Todd.
No, it wasn't a wonderful landing, Brekkies. We came in, and it was looking good. And then I did something called a balloon.
That's right.
And
that means that we just misjudged the landing flare. You know, the round out before you touch down, and just overdid it a bit, and the aeroplane, like the term says, tends to balloon up higher, and then what follows a balloon is usually a rapid descent.
So a bumpy, hard landing. Nothing the plane can't handle, but not nice.
However, Toddley caught it. He caught it in time. And I was amazed. I said, you got away with that one, pal.
And for about 90 seconds later, there were various words going, you got away with that, you got away with that. So it's lovely to be here. Hey, let's catch a couple of emails. Let's do your email first for us, Phil, if you can.
Absolutely. Here it is. I've got a nice email here from Leander Guy, and she says, good morning, hope all of the group are enjoying themselves.
We are.
My question is for Phil. Does Todd talk incessantly, or is he good at listening and enjoying the scenery? Cheers and hope you have a great day. Lee. Well, look, I know that it might seem that he talks incessantly, but not all the time, only most of the time. But no, he is capable of being quiet and calm and being a lovely boy.
So what are we talking? How, give us a percentage.
Look, you know,
what percent?
20% of the time he's pretty quiet, especially when he's asleep.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Thanks for that, Lee, appreciate that. And Greg sent me an email as well. He wants to know, what does the Y in front of an airport code mean? So, for example, if you've ever been flying, and let's say you're flying into Newcastle, it's YNTL.
Yeah, that's the abbreviation.
What does the Y stand for?
Look, it just stands for Australian Aerodrome. Yep. I don't know why it's a Y. Mm. Similarly, all of our Australian registered airplanes have a VH in front of them. I'm not sure what VH stands for either. Someone might be able to tell us.
And you were saying before we went on air this morning that some of them make sense. So, for example, for a plane registration, for example, in
America?
In Britain it has a G for Great Britain, but America is N, and it doesn't make any sense.
For Numerica.
Numerica.
It's for Numerica.
You idiot.
Yes,
so there you go, Greg. Nothing answered there. Hey, something else interesting, Mark. As I mentioned on air safaris, we do a lot of fun things. We get some down days where we can take our time. I ticked off a bucket list item yesterday.
All right. Where were you? What were you doing?
Well, I was at 4.5 kilometres in the air, and I decided to jump out of a plane that had no mechanical issues whatsoever.
And you know, they call me Phil the Dilson Diver. I think, what are you thinking?
I went skydiving yesterday with Toby and Luke.
Yeah, I stayed on the ground and watched Mark.
I think Phil's a smart one there. Why would anybody leave a perfectly good aeroplane and put their life in the hands of a piece of material?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes.
I will say that by the time we got to the airstrip to take off, we were, you know, a little bit less buoyant than we were.
And they were very, yes,
yeah,
flat.
And Phil was just laughing incessantly.
To put it kindly, having second thoughts.
Yeah.
Well, yes, you could see that, you know, the mood certainly became melancholy there prior to their departure.
One thing I will say, Mark, have you ever been skydiving? Have you ever thought you wanted to?
No and hell no.
Okay, we'll take that as a no. You know, the worst feeling, Mark, is when you're in the plane and you're squeezed in. And I was first one out the door. And it's a feeling that you just can't say no. It's like, you've got to go.
You've got to go. Yeah.
It's like, but I don't want to go.
No, backing out now.
It's like, I don't want to go. I want to stay here where it's warm.
Like walking down the aisle, isn't it, really? You're like, oh, we're here. Everybody's here. We've made this big song and dance. I've got to go through with it now. But at least yours is over in a few minutes.
It was lovely to see the parachutes open.
I'll leave that to you, Mark, on that analogy there. But many would agree. It was amazing. Would I do it again? Yes, I probably would. Once certain parts of my body... come out of certain parts of my body, because it's a bit uncomfortable with that strap
around bits and pieces
of your body.
It was very interesting watching you all walk.
We've taken a little bit extra this morning because it's a public holiday Monday, so Brekkies, we won't bore you any longer. We'll let you get back to the number one hits with Mark Rourke through till midday today. We're off to Bundaberg.
Yeah.
Toby is flying the leg. I'll probably try and do a bit of a report, but we're going, well, it's hard to believe we're going to be home on Thursday.
I don't want to go home.
We don't have to. We can leave you here.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we might leave you there. You might leave you wherever you're at, skydiving.
Thanks,
or enjoying the emails. And we'll catch up with you all the same time tomorrow.
Thank you, Mark.
See ya.
All right.